Hi, is this Miss Victor?
Yeah, this here.
Hi, my name is Melissa. I'm calling from Roadside Assistance.
Yeah. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Alrighty, so I just need to get a little bit more information here. We'll get you taken care of. The number that I reached you at, is that a number that I can send your updates to by text message?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Message and data rates will apply. And what is your policy number, please?
My policy number, throw it down with that. My policy number is, okay, so that'll be on my main page, right? Let me see. Hey, I'm all right. Go in the room right now. So I finished talking to this lady about my call. Okay, my policy number is OLB001178.
All right, so OLB is in boy,
001178. Go in there, I'll sit down, and don't make no noise. Go get my Tylenol like I asked you. Three. Hello.
Yes, I'm still here. All right, so OLB001178.
Yeah, 11780. And it's the Master Victor. Yeah, cause I just paid my insurance, and that's the OLB001178.
And the policy is in your name?
Yes, Samantha Victor. Hey, sit down. Put my watch on my dresser. No, I got a bottle that's open already.
This is the one that's open. The other bottle was empty.
Okay.
Don't get this piece.
Yeah, put it on my dresser.
And what is the zip code associated with your policy?
70460.
Hello?
70460.
All right.
You can hear me now?
Yes, I can. Sorry, we're having a little bit of a phone issue here, but we'll get through it.
Okay. It was 70460.
70460. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And you're certain that you have roadside assistance on your plan?
I'm certainty. I have toll busters.
All right. Do you know the effective date of your policy?
The effective date is, I just paid my insurance 3/8/21. I mean, not 3/8/21. I just paid my insurance yesterday. Because my insurance is due every month before the 10th of the month. I paid my insurance on the 9th. And it say effective date 3/12/2021, expiration date 9/12/2021.
Okay, 3/12/2021. All righty. On your paperwork, can you see if you can find me the producer code and the plan letter?
Okay, the producer code is 36464.
Perfect.
And it's C11.
Gotcha.
Hey, go down. You should have heard it. It should have broke out. Go on in the room. Go in your room. Go in the room. Go in the room. Pick your book bag up with your laptop in it. People don't give y'all that for nothing. Turn your TV
and
on and lay down.
What is the address registered to, Chipotle, please?
1556 Cherry Street, Slidell, Louisiana, 70460.
Slidell.
Slidell, Louisiana.
Gotcha.
70460.
Perfect. And this is for a 2008 Chevy Impala?
Yes.
All right. And it's silver in color?
Yes, ma'am.
And your is...
Wait, say it again because I can't hear you.
One second here.
I can hear you better now. Go back in that room. I don't care if my daddy was outside. Go back, get your phone, and y'all get back in that room. Go ahead. Turn that game off and go get in the bed. You turn it off and go get in the bed. No, go get in the bed and put your TV on in our room. Put the TV on. Turn the game all the way off. Put the TV. No, you're going to put that game down there. Turn that TV. Turn the TV, that game off.
Just bear with me for one moment here.
Okay. Go ahead, go in your room. Where you going? You on the whipping too? The way I feel like beating everybody. What she said for it? What, she told us another book? My nigga, my baby on fire tonight. Come on, man. Y'all gotta let me get my whip back on the road. I gotta get my whip on, man. We were too far out to be breaking down. I could have died, me and my kids. That was crazy. Hey, y'all going to Rome. Tonight, y'all going to Rome. Take your blanket, get induced.
What we hear on my end is that your grace period days have exceeded. So for some reason, it looks like the policy lapsed at some point, and you're no longer covered.
I paid my insurance. I just paid my insurance on the day it was due.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what happened there, but it looks like you're going to need to reach out to them, or you could pay and submit those expenses for reimbursement consideration.
I'm on the phone. Wait, what you say, boo?
You can, the only other thing I can do for provider directly for service tonight, and then submit those expenses for reimbursement consideration with your insurance.
No, wait, so I'm going to have to pay for it, and then they're going to have to reimburse me?
Yeah, the policy is showing that it's not active right now, so you're going to have to reach out to the policy provider, whoever you have your insurance with.
So what, I got to call, can I call them tonight or I got to wait till Monday?
Them, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, more than likely it'll be Monday, but I mean, if they have a claims line or something, you may be able to call them tonight and find out what's going on.
Yeah, because my insurance is paid up.
Yeah, if it's paid up, I would definitely try to reach out to them and see if you could reach somebody tonight.
Well, I'm about to try to call them right quick, and then I'll call y'all back, because how
you
much
got
it would cost me to get my car home?
How far is it, do you know?
It's off of 41, Highway 41.
Do you know
it's
roughly
like
how many miles that would be?
When I put it in the machine, it said, like, I don't know, 4-point-some miles or something.
Okay. Okay. So, well, and this
it,
is a very rough estimate. It's going to be about $125 to pick up the vehicle and hook it up, and then about $7 per mile after that.
It'll be how much to pick it up?
It'd be roughly about $125 to pick it up. Up and then about $7 to $10 per mile after that.
Wow. All right. I'm about to try to call them now. Y'all go in the room like I told y'all, and I'm gonna call y'all back.
Sounds good, dear. Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
No, 'cause I paid my fucking insurance.